the rundown, October 25th. We got Danny Scoots in the building. Johnny,
back it up.
I'm driving this thing alive.
I thought he was gonna crash right into me there.
It's not that I'm terrible. It's that I like to live the bad boy life. I like to get a little crazy on the hog, the old hog.
This rundown is brought to you by DollarShaveClub.com. If you go to DollarShaveClub.com/barstool, Brett Barstool. DollarShaveClub.com/barstool. You're gonna get free razors right now. All you got to do is pay the cost of shipping. You all right, bud?
I'm doing the back thing.
Oh, the back thing?
Yeah. It like started right
this
now.
Is perfect. Oh, I'm so happy this is on camera. This happens to Fredo Burr every...
This is fake, but this is not fake. This happens
weekly.
Once a week.
Weekly, he like breaks down.
You're a pregnant woman in traction.
He breaks down into like deep, intense pain, and he needs to just be like dead silent and hunched over. And then all of a sudden, he'll just come out of it and be like, what's wrong? I'm like, what do you mean, what's wrong?
He
sat here like a fucking weirdo.
I feel so bad. Not
did you sneeze? Was it
oh. No, I think it happens when I have the ship, to be totally honest.
Get on the floor. You know it's better when you get on the floor. It looks like he's praying towards Mecca when he does this. It looks very terrorist.
I honestly think it's when I have to shit and I just have to hold it in, and it's all Alyssa's fault, really.
Why, how's that?
It's all Alyssa's fault.
How's that?
You did this to him, Alyssa. This is all your fault.
Why? Just because she sits close to the bathroom?
Yeah. Feidelberg's afraid to poop, so he keeps it in, and then it literally consumes his whole body.
Speaking of which, Mikey Flash came in this morning around 11 o'clock and just like, didn't say hi to anyone, just took a huge shit. Because I walked in after. Yeah, he did, Chilltown. He's wearing a Chilltown sweatshirt, and he just dropped a huge fucking dump. Yeah. Yeah, it's a long car ride.
Yeah, we're good.
Dude, just spray something next time. I don't care if you have to shit.
Yeah, Mikey Flash rolls in. He's in a fucking leopard print sweatshirt, and he's taking shits in the morning.
I shouldn't walk into the bathroom and just eat Mikey Flash's shit. Just spray something. That's all I'm asking for. We're all adults. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Alyssa's here. She's right there, man. Come on.
That was a wild start to the run.
That was some beginning. DollarShaveClub.com/barstool. You get free razors. All you got to do is pay the cost of shipping. They're when you sign up, they're cheaper. They're easier to get. You don't have to worry about waiting online, breaking into the security at CVS to get it. Get your razors from DollarShaveClub.com because it's 2016. Get them for free right now. DollarShaveClub.com/barstool. Just pay the cost of shipping. You sure you're good, bud?
Yeah. Like four things that happened in a minute.
Yeah, it was a wild, wild start.
You want to call to the pen, maybe?
No, I mean, we're good. We're good.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we're definitely good.
Oh, yeah, guys. Right. We're just taping here.
We begin with Danny Scoots.
What's
Cubs.
Up? Yeah.
They did not win game one of the World Series.
Tough
they
game.
They lost in convincing fashion.
Kluber was unbelievable.
He was throwing a wiffle ball.
Lights out. Miller.
Miller's stupid.
Awesome, but he gave up two hits and two walks.
Don't you tell me you're getting confident about Andrew
Miller. No, okay.
That dude just needs to get the base loaded.
Andrew Miller is a monster.
He's the Grim Reaper.
You're never going to get comfortable facing Andrew Miller. But if some guys faced him twice last night. If the lineup sees him a bunch, you're hoping it pays off in a big moment in game five, six.
He threw a lot of pitches, I'll give you that. I don't think there's anything to it with him.
No, Francona will trot him back out there. That was the stat they said, Joe Buck, at the end of the game. They're like, last time a pitcher pitched this many pitches in relief and then pitched the next day was Keith Falk. Terry Francona did it. Like, so he doesn't give a fuck. I'm not worried. I know that sounds like I'm worried, but I'm really not. Because, like we said this morning, but if the Cubs win game two, all of the pressure's back on the Indians.
Of course.
That's factual, because the 2-2-2 is such bullshit.
Right, so it can win tonight. And the Cubs are back to being Gucci.
Three at home at Wrigley right now.
On a weekend, rocking.
That is not fair.
Is
that
be
is home field
insanity.
Advantage.
Insanity. Shout out to Cleveland because that. I actually think
can
this
we
might
talk
be the,
that,
this might be the greatest two crowds in a World Series in a long time because that place was fucking insane last night.
Jacked.
Like
up.
Insane.
I mean, last night had to be top one. Night of all time for the city of Cleveland.
Yeah, when Cleveland
a ring ceremony
say,
and a World Series game in the same night in the city of Cleveland?
When we were at the Cleveland ALDS, anymore. We were at ALDS game one and two, that was a World Series atmosphere.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal crowd. Cleveland, like, that. That's the type of crowd you're shitting your pants walking into and being like, can't hear anything.
Because they're both so hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
Way,
that's why it might be the best two crowds.
Your Andrew Miller rationalization, though.
It's a real one. It's fair.
It needs some work.
No, it doesn't.
Did you
work
see
on
some
that
of
for
stuff,
tomorrow?
The
okay?
stuff from last night where he's His last 12 bases loaded he's faced, he's allowed two runs.
I'm just saying.
And then, no, that's the 12 bases loaded, he's allowed two runs. No, one run. And then in his last 78 batters he's faced in the postseason, which is all of them, 38 strikeouts.
I'm not saying he's not nasty. He's clearly very, very nasty. He's the best pitcher in playoffs right now. And he's Bumgarner-esque.
And so is Kluber. And that's why I love
Tito. I feel like the Cubs have a better shot at, like, Bumgarner last year, or whatever it was, 2 years ago, no one was touching him. I feel like Andrew Miller can be touched. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a high probability. Last night didn't make me think, like, this guy is lights out no matter what.
I would say he is. I would put him on the Bumgarner level. Right. I have that much.
Two hits and two walks in two innings is not, like.
No. But I think that's all you're going to get. I think that was your shot. I think that was the chink in the armor. Hopefully not. And you missed your opportunity.
Do you think there's more pressure on you tonight because you know you're getting Kluber 4 and 7? Kluber's got
he's never done it on short rest, though.
He's got a .74 ERA this season.
Yeah, but pretty good. Kluber versus Hendricks, game four. Hendricks on full rest and versus Kluber, I'll take Hendricks.
I will just say this.
If Kluber is the NL Cy Young.
If Kluber's throwing the ball the way he was last night, nobody's hitting him.
Nobody, that's true. No, that's what I said. When people were complaining about the strike zone, I think he was a little inconsistent to start, and he actually fixed it a little bit when John Lester yelled at him. But that's not why the Cubs lost. The Cubs lost because Kluber was lights out. So to say anything different is, like, disingenuous to Corbin.
But he hasn't been anything but lights out this postseason. Yeah. So getting two more times, that puts more pressure on these games.
Short rest, you know, this is obviously getting ahead of ourselves. Short rest, I think, game four, he'll be fine. Twice on short rest, I mean, you saw how Kershaw kind of broke down. That's when it starts to catch up with these guys. We'll see. Not everyone's
Madison Bumgarner. Kershaw hadn't pitched a lot leading up to that, though. He hadn't pitched a lot in the season. No. Kluber's pitched a full season.
Shout out to that doofus, Schwarber.
Dude,
that was awesome. I thought that was gone. And then when he got caught. When he got caught 100 so feet funny. Off second base.
I mean, it was funny because he didn't get out, but yeah. It was so funny. Schwarber. He's such a meatball.
Yeah.
I love him. And fuck everyone who thought that he wouldn't come in and, like, make
swing.
It. Again. Theo Epstein is not saying, hey, Kyle Schwarber's in the World Series if he doesn't think he makes an impact. He had the best hit off Kluber, and he had one of the best at-bats off Andrew Miller getting a walk on a ball that, I mean, I don't know how any lefty doesn't swing at those pitches. So
he's baseball's Gronk.
Yep.
We go to Cleveland. Last night was the ring ceremony.
Stay in Cleveland. Stay,
which is insane.
Yeah.
Stay
yeah.
in Cleveland.
Insane.
LeBron's tweet... He said, I'm so humbled and honored to be the one to bring you this happiness and joy. Which, hey, it's not wrong.
It's not, no, it's absolutely correct.
It's all him. He's the one. He did bring them that happiness and joy. But quite the Marlins man moment for LBJ. The crowd there was juiced up. J.R. Smith crying as he touches the banner going up.
What about your super team?
It's not a good night for super teams.
Rose is actually pretty good, though, right?
I mean, define good. You know, like, yeah, he put up some points.
Didn't get injured.
Didn't get injured. Didn't rape anybody.
I'll teach you. Derek, no moments where you're like, oh, shit, Derek Rose just tore his ACL. That's a good night.
They ran the triangle last night with a little three-man set of Rose, Mello, and Porzingis. They passed him the ball twice.
Yeah, I mean,
Porzingis.
There's no way that Rose
like, the future, the great white hope, they give him the ball two times.
Yeah.
Team stinks. Super teams stink. The Warriors get blown out. The Knicks get blown out. What is the NBA coming to?
The Warriors, this is just like a I don't even know what the word I'm looking for here. A disclaimer to everyone out there. Get your Warriors hate in now because they're going to suck for a month or two, just like the Heat did when they put together LeBron and Wade and Bosh.
And then they're going to roll.
They're going to go on like a 25-game winning streak sometime in January and February, and we're all going to feel like idiots, but enjoy it now. Because they're going to lose a few
Everyone
games.
Everyone did this exact thing with the Heat, too.
Yeah,
it's
they did
so
exactly.
fucking annoying that they don't think it's going to happen.
The Warriors are going to be like, you know, 10-5 or something, you know, in
Even
December.
Even Chuck at halftime was like I told you, like, you can't win with shooting
right.
teams.
Game one. Like, so get Chuck, it in, though.
I love
Enjoy
you,
it. Fucking, it's not going to last long.
Also, they're not... I don't care what team you assemble, you're not winning 74 games.
No,
so they're not even
right.
thinking about that.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if they win 65, 68,
It's
62.
Almost best case scenario for this to happen.
Yeah, right.
Where you kind of just like take all that away from
exactly.
you right away.
Exactly. So now the focus is just winning a title, get to the playoffs, handle your business there. To get all up in arms after one game with that talent is crazy.
Well, it was funny because Draymond Green was like, this was a wake-up call, or maybe Steph said that. It's like, wasn't losing a 3-1 the NBA Finals. Well, shouldn't that have been the wake-up call?
Right.
But two things real quick. Speaking of Draymond, his mom tweeting this morning that he got taken out of the game, that putting him on the bench isn't going to win you games, is a little fucking preposterous.
Oh, no way. Draymond's mom is starting to be a helicopter mom and trying to coach.
She always kind of has it, right? Like, she's been pretty active on Twitter, but today she was like, you're going to lose games if you take Draymond out or some shit like that.
Never saw that one.
I know what's going to happen when I say this, because it's just like when you said the MJ thing is dead, but I'm so sick of the 3-1 stuff. Like,
the Warriors both in the finals.
People kind of killed it.
That stuff's fucking... People were breaking their backs last night trying to make Warriors 3-1 jokes. It was sad to see people on Twitter like that.
Don't force it. Don't try so hard.
Don't.
It is sick, though. Did you see the other side of their rings? It has the
that's what I mean, even. Like, Ravel tried to make that a 3-1 joke. It wasn't a 3-1 joke. I just thought that
was a cool thing on
the
ring.
It is a very cool thing on the ring, but, like, Ravel tried to be like, it's a reminder of 3-1. Like, no, it's just the series order. Yeah, I guess in theory it was 3-1, but, like, that wasn't the whole fucking point behind it.
What are championship rings going to be in, like, 10 years? They're going to be fucking huge.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a trophy on your hand.
Yeah.
Did you see the Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian pick? Khloe has some nice rings, too.
Yeah.
She's rich.
Kardashian curse.
Trophies, sex trophies. Russell Wilson's going to get one, supposedly. Russell Wilson officially, I guess, has knocked up Ciara. I think everybody needs a paternity test here, correct?
He probably did. So he did it right away, right?
Yeah, like an idiot.
Right away.
Trust me. Speaking from experience, having a kid directly after you get married, so stupid.
I thought the necessity for a paternity test was the experience. That was a weird lead-in. A weird lead-in for that
Maybe
one.
Maybe that, too. I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't think there's anyone in the world, Ciara and Russell Wilson included, that didn't go, maybe this is future kid.
Ciara gets a bad rep on this. I think Ciara's a faithful gal. I think it's Russell's kid, probably.
You think?
Yeah. I think everyone's like, ah,
I think
future.
So. I'm just saying, if there was ever a couple where you might require the paternity test, I think it would be these guys.
Can I say something?
See, Russell was too busy banging Scotty's wife.
Future.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Sorry, future was. Yeah.
Can I say something that's a little creepy?
That's not a good look for Scottie Pippen.
Might be a little creepy. Ciara's definitely going to be like one of those super hot pregnant chicks.
Oh, that's not creepy at all. That's
okay. All right, good.
Yeah. No, that's
Is that creepy, Kevin?
That's definite.
Like, you know what I'm like, Eric Decker's wife.
I was going to say Jesse James.
Oh, my God. She was like, I'm not into pregnant porn. I'm not that guy. But she was so hot.
You know who screams, I'm not that guy, is that guy.
That guy.
Like, the guy who makes the whole office. People who aren't listening, like, hey, just so you know, Dan's not into pregnant porn.
Pete, can you zoom in on me? I'm not the pregnant porn guy. That's not me. But Ciara's going to be really hot pregnant.
Megyn Kelly, speaking of hot, because this chick does it for me.
Oh,
Megyn Kelly.
When did she go short hair, by the way? When did she go short hair?
Long
recently?
Time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago, and very few chicks pull that off. I think she does.
Yeah, she does.
She most
it's sure also it's does. Also a big journalist feisty. Move. Like,
oh yeah, take me serious. Yeah. I'm not here for the yeah.
Yeah.
She, I hope she's obsessed with sex, because I'm obsessed with sex with her. Newt going at her hard. She handled herself real well, I thought. And yeah, she just really lights my fire, man. That's all I'm gonna say about this.
I mean, Riggs nailed it. I mean, who's not obsessed with sex? That's just. I mean, you can't.
What's the point of being alive?
Right. Exactly. Especially if you're Megyn Kelly. And Newt Gingrich is for sure obsessed with sex.
Every time Newt Gingrich looks at Megyn Kelly, he's absolutely thinking about banging her. So
yeah,
get off your high horse.
No, but
Newt
when you
Gingrich.
Close your eyes and you think like gross, like fat white dude Washington politicians who get like hookers on the down low, that's Newt Gingrich's 100%. Face. Like that's 100. That's him.
I'll say this. Why didn't she say Bill Clinton's, like, that was a bad look. I'd just be like, fuck you, Bill Clinton's a sexual predator, too. Like, that was so weird. We'd just say it. It's like when Republicans get mad at Democrats for not saying radical Islam or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, just fucking say it.
Say it.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Say it.
But he's like, I want to hear you say it right now. I'd be like, bitch, Bill Clinton is a sexual predator. There you fucking go, Newt. Now go suck a dick. That's how everyone's being like, oh, Megyn Kelly was so professional. That's how she should have ended it.
And that's talking politics with John Feinberg. Shout out to Deadspin. They came up with this new idea to make some money for their website. They're going to sell merch. They're going to sell shirts at deadspin.com.
Was this a joke? Was this a troll?
No, they did it. They tweeted it like they do everything like self-deprecating. So when people buy two fucking shirts that they don't feel bad about it, but it's like, oh, look, the Deadspin sold out and made a store. No, you did it because you have no fucking money and you need to find a way to get income.
And I'll tell you what, that's not the right way.
That's not the way to do it.
If there are five people in the world that would walk around with a shirt that just says Deadspin on it, I would be shocked.
No, it's all, I mean, there will be five people. It's all fucking lawyers that think they're smarter than everyone else that are in like their mid-30s and actually, you know, pissed off at their life because they went to law school instead of trying to do something, you know, adventurous.
We really just painted a picture there. I just of did. The
I,
Deadspin
just, I just named every single person
merch.
Who reads Deadspin religiously. To a team.
Pissed off they didn't do anything adventurous.
No, seriously, it's the guy who went, he went to college, then he went straight to law school because that's what he was supposed to do. Then he woke up in his mid-30s and was like, fuck, like I actually have like somewhat of a brain. I should have tried something else. So instead he's just going to comment on Deadspin and say Barstool's trash. Again,
just
I nailed
it. Psychological profile of Danny Scoots.
Again, I nailed it. Sorry.
That guy. Sorry for being wildly accurate. Fucking scooter.
Yeah.
Wish I was sitting.
Fuck you, Deadspin.
Our fearless leader, Portnoy, is out doing some churning shit.
Real quick, speaking of Portnoy, someone tweeted me a video today, virtual reality headsets.
Yeah. Yep.
You were on that tweet too?
Yep. Responsible for the spread of iHerpes.
iHerpes. It was from the Daily Dot. Like it wasn't. I mean, Daily Dot's not fucking CNN, but
now it wasn't like some dots. And you missed the rundown yesterday, but Dave said that he got one of those virtual reality things. He couldn't figure it out.
That's
he was
right.
trying to jerk off with it, but he couldn't figure it out.
I forgot about that.
Dude, and now he's walking around the office saying it's mercury poisoning.
Listen, getting iHerpes is not a good look.
I didn't know
getting
it was a thing until today.
Because you were sharing virtual reality goggles for your porn with other nerds is the worst way to get iHerpes possible. And yeah, I mean the mercury poisoning
I believe
is such a great
the mercury.
Cover-up.
Okay. I believe in mercury just because Dave does this thing where he and Brett have like share a Seamless account. So like at least once a week, there'll just be sushi that will show up to the office at like 8 o'clock at night.
Because he orders it to the
Because he
wrong
orders
place.
The office by accident. He eats sushi every single night.
I understand he eats a lot of sushi. In order to have double the amount of mercury you're supposed to have, you need to eat like hundreds of thousands of rolls.
I mean, he says he's done it every night that he's been here.
He
moved here in what, May?
That's a lot of fucking sushi.
It's a lot of sushi.
A lot of sushi.
I don't doubt that he has weird alien levels of mercury, but I think the virtual reality porn goggles.
I'm leaving
it all kind
of
makes sense. He's like kind of been off, you know, ever since New York. So mercury makes you go crazy. Like he's gone a little crazy.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that what happened to the Mad Hatter?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
I mean, he has. He's definitely completely off the rails.
Lost it a little.
He's totally. He's the fucking Mad Hatter. Yeah. I'm actually like back. I'm on mercury poisoning now. Yeah. I was on VR. I'm back to mercury. I want to go on whichever one would be funnier. And Dave going completely mad due to mercury poisoning. Yeah. That's funnier than
I'll
VR
tell you
porn.
What, that's content. If Dave stops eating sushi, he's not committed to the craft.
Nope.
He's not allowed to eat fish for 2 weeks. They sold him.
Guys,
that's gonna last 2 minutes.
Yeah, he's
on. He's on a sushi kick.
Guys, completely insane. Says the guy who's now addicted to Rascal scooting.
So let's go through the addictions. Obviously, tobacco,
vaping, and
scooters.
This is the problem that people don't understand. Because like, I think there's a misconception that when I do this stuff, it's just for content. It usually starts as content, and then it becomes a real addiction. Because I woke up today, a splitting headache. I think it was because of the Cubs. Started vaping. It went away. So I'm addicted to vaping. That's a real addiction. Kevin, I have the face thing now. Like around face the sixth thing. Inning last night, my face just went numb and hot.
That scared me. When that Daniel Murphy error happened last year, and I thought I was having a heart attack. Yeah. I thought I was going to die on the spot. That was not a good thing to happen.
When Miller struck out Schwarber with the bases loaded, my face just like kind of went numb because I was like, the game's over. This is a nice life. It's a nice
the
life I live.
The basket's great. It's like a little
great.
Kid with
hands
the, like,
free,
tricycle.
Don't have to stand.
Can I just say this? I think it's awesome.
It also gets the office morale up because people see Danny Scoots come and it's like, scooting around.
This is a slippery slope for you, my friend.
Everything I've done is a slippery slope.
If you live the scooter life, you're going to put on another like 35
That's
pounds.
The biggest addiction we've left out. Obesity started this content.
Yeah, true.
And it kind of just
now that just took over your life. You're addicted to
being
fat.
Did you see that tweet the 6 months ago when I tweeted, I'm not starting my diet till Kyle Schwarber comes back? Yeah. I was like, whoops. that snuck up on me, motherfucker. I thought I had at least till spring.
All right, well, soak it in because this scooter has to go back at 5 and then you got to find, you got to find your next fix. You got to hit the corner.
I think this scooter's going back at 5, but I think a scooter is going to be in my life at some point for the rest of my life. Some people are scooter guys. I'm a scooter guy.
You're gonna make yourself an actual cripple. Like, your legs are gonna stop working.
Dan's
gonna be going out with a blanket, like fucking polio.
My legs work kind of jello. His legs
fucking. Danny Roosevelt over here.
Yeah, all right, so let's at least just have this conversation out loud because I'm gonna get a scooter. Brett's already on it for getting me a scooter for the LSU Alabama game next weekend. Because if I'm gonna party with like 21-year-olds, I need to be sitting to conserve my energy. So, do you think it's in poor taste to attend a football game in a scooter and get preferential treatment?
Where's this LSU?
anything
fucking goes down there.
Like, I don't want to be that guy. If people are gonna be like, "Yo, you're like, this is taking advantage of handicapped people," I don't want to be that guy. But if we as like a community can be like, "Hey, guess what? Big Cash is a scooter guy. Doesn't matter if he can use his legs or not."
Yeah, plus,
Dan,
three quarters
of the people in handicapped seats in Baton Rouge, Louisiana,
true,
are just obese fucking
suckers. But I'll be skinny down
if,
there.
If you, you're going to be like, sexy. You're going to be the hottest dude on a scooter there for sure.
Yeah.
If you rolled into like a place where there were like injured people or sick people, like a hospital on your scooter, you're a dick.
Okay.
You know how many fat diabetes people are going to be down there in Baton Rouge? Like, come on.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Baton Rouge is definitely a spot where it's just like, you know the people where it's like they just have one thigh?
Yeah.
Where it's just this huge, massive,
like
Jabba the Hutt looking thing in their lap?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what Baton Rouge is full of. And they might give you the eye for being so skinny, but they'll still be totally fine with you.
I think I'm sold. This is going to be a scooter weekend.
Gang Scoots hits LSU.
Yeah.
Coming to a video near you.
All right, let me take it out.
I thought you were going to run right into me before. I thought you lost.
I ran over Dave's foot last night. Accidentally. So that's why we can't have scooters in the office.